Hello, it's Annette and Emma again. We would like to welcome you in the new school year and also wish good luck to all of you.
But most importantly, to the 9 great pupils.
Yeah, we're gonna need it.
We hope you have enjoyed the summer break as much as possible. But a new month has begun, which means that a new podcast episode
is here!
Mostly, it's going to inspire people who love traveling.
But also hardworking students.
Today's episode is going to be about a school in a different country.
I will give you some hints. You can try to guess. The country's flag is green, white, and red. Its national meal is pasta, and it's located in the south of Europe.
Bingo! It's Italy. Since we don't come from Italy, we have asked our friend David, who lives in Milan, if he could share with us some interesting facts. And
he agreed. Ciao, David. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
That's great.
So, first of all, could you tell us one interesting fun fact about Italy?
Yes, of course. Well, Italy is one of the most visited country in the Europe and one of the youngest also. But it also have a lot of history. An example is Rome that is over 2,000 years old.
That's interesting. First question. How old were you when you first went to school?
I went first school when I was 6 years old and... Yes, I go to the first grade.
The second question. We already know that you're a high school student. So how is it possible when you are a month younger than me?
I'm already in high school because in Italy we have a different school system. We only do 5 years of primary school instead of 9 like you. Then, after the primary school, we go in a sort of middle school, which lasts 3 years, and then we begin the high school.
Okay, interesting. So, the third question. As you know, we will have to pick our high school soon. So, which one have you chosen?
And how do you like it so far?
I start saying that here in Italy, we have a lot of different high schools to choose from, and because of that each high school has its own specific address. I've chosen the informatic address and I like it very much.
Okay, so fourth question. How many classes do you have per day, and also do you have any afternoon classes?
Well, I have six classes per day, every day, so I don't have afternoon classes. And some weeks I go to school on Saturday too.
The fifth question. What is your favorite
and also the least favorite school subject?
Right now my favorite subject is informatic, and I also like it, and I also like math and science. Instead, a subject that I hate is geography. I really don't like it.
Which foreign languages, except English, do you learn at your school?
At school, I learned French because my region is next to French. But if you go in another region of Italy that is next to another country, like Germany, you have to learn the language of the country that you're next to.
Could you say something in French, please?
Oui. J'aime le football. Elle aime Martial Lort aussi.
That's very cool. I didn't understand a word.
So, let's move on. This is a English podcast, so I would like to ask, how long have you been learning English?
I've been learning English since I was 4 years old. Before the primary school.
As a food lover, I'm interested in your school lunches.
So, what do you usually have for lunch? Like, could you describe it?
Well, the truth is that I don't have lunch at school, but when I was in the primary school, I had lunch some days, and we usually ate vegetables and meat, and rarely we ate like pizza and other things.
So, next question. How are you graded in your school?
Actually, in the high school, I didn't receive any marks at all since the beginning of the school. But I've graduated from the high school, from the middle school, with good marks.
Final question. I personally hate this question, but let me ask you. What will your life look like in 15 years?
Well, I had this question too, but I have to answer it. So, well, now something 15 years, well, I'll be working with computers. That's what I study. Probably I'm going to have two or more child. I don't know, maybe live in a home and not in a flat. Having, I don't know, a pet, like a cat.
That's pretty.
So, okay, now we're at the end of the interview.
Thanks for your time.
And we wish you a successful year in your new school.
Thanks. You too.
Thank you.
So, this was the second episode of our school podcast.
Thanks for listening. We hope you have enjoyed it.
So, please stay tuned for the next episode.